So guys, today is Advent, the first Sunday in Advent. So who can tell me what Advent is all about? Any suggestions? Go for it, James. The birth of Jesus. Okay, good. The birth of Jesus. Any advances on the birth of Jesus? Anyone? How many Sundays are there in Advent? Anyone know? Aha, okay. So Advent. It's actually, interestingly, the start of the church year. I don't know if you knew that, but actually the church doesn't have the same year as the calendar year, and our year begins today, because actually we're remembering something new is happening, and it's the start of our new year. Now, literally the word means something or somebody important is coming. And as James said, that somebody is Jesus. So this is all about the coming of Jesus, this season of Advent. But interestingly, it's not just about Christmas, as James said. We've got 4 weeks to look up to the first coming of Jesus, when he came, as we just sang in that song, in a squalor of a stable. But Advent also, in the church calendar, points us forward to when Jesus comes again. So it's both of those things that we're looking forward to. And that word Advent literally means come. Adventus, it's Latin, means coming. And interestingly, we're thinking as we look towards Christmas, which is probably what we thought of with Advent, we're also remembering Jesus is going to come again. But there's a sense in which both those two things are quite external, aren't they? Jesus came in history, coming in the future. The third coming of Jesus is how we want to meet him particularly. Will Jesus come and meet us, invite him into our hearts, especially this Advent? So Advent's also a season when we remember that we actually personally need to invite God to come into our hearts. Now, in the Advent season, we're encouraged to wait patiently. We've got the colour purple. If you're in the traditional church and you kind of go with the robes and things, you'll find it's all purple at this time of year. It's a time waiting for the king. Purple is a king sort of colour. So lots of Advent things are that colour of purple. But when you wait, there are different kinds of ways of waiting, aren't there? There's like, kind of waiting, which I'm hoping none of you model in your cars, guys, in traffic jams. Or there's waiting patiently. I did have a friend who could not wait till Christmas, and she'd been given lots of Christmas presents to unwrap on Christmas Day, and she actually unwrapped them all, wrote her thank you letters, and then wrapped them all up and put them back under the tree. No, that's not modelling Advent, okay? Advent is about learning how to wait. I wonder if you've got things you're waiting for. I certainly have. So it's a season of waiting, but with expectant hope. Now, you might have noticed behind me, there's a beautiful wreath with different candles, and we're going to light one each of the Sundays, four Sundays leading up to Christmas. And the candle that we're lighting this week is representing hope. So if you could put that next slide up for us. Okay, we've got four candles there, hope, peace, love, and joy. This week, we're on hope.